Hey, I'm Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And we're the Leftovers.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I did not agree to that.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark.
What's happening today? Lovely Thursday in Studio C. Woo! Let's hit it!
You seem a little subdued
Let's
today.
Let's rock and roll with this, Chris.
What is this
We're
week?
We're loving this Studio C. This thing is nice. Glad to be in it. It's a little warm, I'll admit.
It's very warm.
But hey, summertime is coming. We're enjoying almost springtime. Loving the sunshine and the warmth. I don't think the air is working, but I'm loving the warmth.
I'm trying to get it to work. It won't work.
We love air conditioners. But you know what? You know what we love more than air conditioners?
Listeners.
Our listeners. Bingo.
Bingo, listeners. Bingo, bongo.
Whatever that means, we're all for it. That's something like candy.
Actually, I heard it on a show. I don't remember what show, but I heard it on a TV show.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. In the neighborhood, Chris.
What's the subject for this week,
Mark? We thank you guys for listening, by the way. Listen. Look. Here's what we're going to say. Listen. Like us. Enjoy us. Share us. Do whatever you want to with us. That's just the way we are.
I'm not that pushy.
Hey-o!
I probably shouldn't eat while I'm talking.
Is that what it is? It's not that pushy, he said.
I'm not that pushy. I don't
Just quit saying it. Just stop. Stop now.
What's the subject for this week, Mark?
We'll have to check that box this week when we upload this one. Immigration.
Say that one more time, but
clear. Immigration. It's French.
Immigration.
Yep. Oh, is that how you're supposed to?
I'm trying to get you to
start
with
the topic. I'm going to say a word, and you're going to repeat it. And I'm going to say a word, you're going to repeat it. As long as you don't have any candy in your mouth.
Candy in your mouth.
No telling what that's going to turn out to be. Immigration. It's a subject that's all around us if we listen and watch and learn, and it's everywhere. Let's just get a quick understanding of what kind of immigration we're talking
integration?
About. Immigration, that's with an M. And an I. The process of moving to a new country or region with the intention of staying and living there. Immigration. Now, I did learn something in my studies.
Research.
My studies. That an immigrant with an E, not an I. An immigrant is the one who leaves a country to go to another. So an immigrant with an E, immigrant, to leave one's country to live in another. The leaver is an immigrant with an E. The immigrant with an I is the one entering into a country. I know, it's confusing. I didn't know that. There you go. So, as we discuss immigrants, I want to say this again in the little bit of research that I did do. Say that three times straight with a piece of candy in your mouth.
What, refugees,
refugees, migrants, and immigrants with an I are, you think, the same? Or do
no,
you think
they're different.
They're different. Well, a little bit. In the way you read about them makes them, to me, a little different. A refugee, they described it as people escaping war, persecution, and political unrest. Asylum seekers. Migrants, they as in they, defined it as looking for jobs and or education. Immigrants, people who want to live in another country permanently. So, little differences there. Could you not classify the, except for the war thing, you know, I imagine if you had a war going on in your country and you wanted to escape it, you're not just running off to another country to, well, you kind of are running off to another country to start over. Are you going to return to your country, though, if you're a refugee? I don't know.
You're supposed to.
These are hypotheticals we're putting up there because I have no idea. I'm neither an immigrant, a migrant, well, or an immigrant.
If you do you have the definition of refugee with you?
I just told you. People escaping war, persecution, and political unrest. Asylum seekers.
That's not the whole definition,
that
is it?
That's the definition I got. It's the only one I have. Same because page, it tell me what a migrant and an immigrant
is. Okay, but
is.
The definition that I also read for mm-hmm. refugee specifies at the end that they plan on returning after the conflict has been resolved.
All good. All good. So we encounter immigrants, and I know the word alien is used. I don't like that word personally. It just makes me think of E.T. That's all. E.T., extraterrestrial. That's the word alien that I think of when I hear the word. But it's around us every day in our communities, in our worlds. As small of a world as I live in, you know, I encounter people who have left their country to come to this one. Reasons are, you know, not all the same, just like all of our lives aren't the same. We have reasons we do things we do. So as I was reading, I want to get some of the numbers out of the way, and then we can get into the discussion that we're going to talk about today. That as early as the 1700s, a wave of nearly 500,000 immigrants came to the U.S., mostly from Germany, Scotland, and Ireland. To skip ahead a little bit, in the 1800s to the early 1930s, another great migration to the U.S. is in the 1900 to 1920 was called the Great Wave that also came to America. 24 million. 1954, a large number of Mexican immigrants come to America. I think an increase of somewhere of 6,000% from the earlier years. And so just to say that immigration has happened to America since its beginning. And I know in recent years, my lifetime, I guess, recent years to me, my whole life, I've heard of policies and policies and policies to help with immigrants, the quote-unquote overrunning of immigrants. And so in my little bit of research, I was wondering what our government has tried to accomplish with immigration policies. And so I'm going to tell you, there was page after page after page after page of Democrat policies, of Republican policies, of the two of them together policies, and against one another policies. Lots of policies. Some, I think, worked. And to be honest with you, even reading them, I was like, I don't get, like, let's just use an example. In the 1980s, Congress passed the Immigration Reform Act. It called for amnesty and enforcement. That was their real go-to. The two rules were if you lived in the U.S. since 1982, this was 1986, I believe, when this took place. So if you lived here for 4 years and you had completed 3 months of agricultural work, you're going to make you a citizen. You got to go through a process to be a citizen, but they were going to make you a citizen. So they're going to use you for 3 months for agricultural work, and you had to live here for 4 years. But problem with that act,
no, it would have been 4 years ago.
4 years prior to this being.
You not live there for 4 years.
4 years. 4 years. 82 to 86 would be 4 years.
They would have been there 4 years.
Correct.
They didn't have to be there.
Yes, that was one of the requirements.
Continue.
The enforcement for this apparently was underfunded, if you will, or if you won't. Still, it was underfunded.
It always is.
It was underfunded and did not get enforced like it should. So apparently, and I don't know, I didn't read real deep into this, but let's say they had 6,000 immigrants over here, and they were all working on these in agriculture for the 3 months. So maybe they hadn't lived here for the 4 years, and they only lived here 6 months. Well, one of the requirements was 4 years. So they could not say, even though you worked in agriculture for the 3 months, maybe you didn't live. And so this thing kind of got.
Well, I want to specify one thing, too.
Specify away.
The people that they are talking about having to be here for that period of time came here illegally.
Right.
It's not just immigrants. There's a lot of people don't have problems, well, unless they're horribly and terribly racist, but majority of people don't have problems with the immigrants as long as they follow the rules and the laws. Where people start having a problem is where you have people coming over that are not following the laws. Everybody else has to follow the law, but when it comes to them, they're special. They can just jump the border and come over here and do what they please.
So in the 1990s, Congress reformed immigration statuses, that's plural. It increased the number of available visas because they make a certain amount of visas available, and after that, you don't get in. That happened in 1990. 96, Illegal Immigrant Reform Act, hiring more patrols at the border, more police, more officers. That was their idea. 96, 2000, Legal Immigration Family Equality Act, mini amnesty aimed at illegals who hope to become green card holders through marriage and employment. 2010, 2013, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, till present, every administration has called for immigration acts. I have a number right here that you will find astonishing. I did. Joe Biden, 535 immigration actions in 3 years. Donald Trump, 472 immigrant-related executive orders in his terms. So, every administration, every group, every since we've been a nation, has had some type of immigrant allowances and law enforcements since the beginning of our nation. Okay, there's the numbers I wanted to get out of the way. And I ask a question at the end of all those numbers. Why people immigrate to America?
People immigrate to America because they want a better life than what they have, and they think that just by jumping the border, they can start anew and have a better life than what they had.
So, when you say to improve their lifestyle, that would be economic?
It could be economic. It could be spiritual. It could be physical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could. There's different ways about it. But
sometimes maybe to reunite with their family members that already live in the U.S.
Okay. But at the same time, though, just like every other country has laws, the United States has laws, which should be followed. The difference in the illegal immigration in, let's say, the U.S. compared to We'll say France. No, we'll no, we won't go France. We'll say Switzerland. That's the bar people like to set for the country the U.S. should be is the Nordic countries like Switzerland. If you go to if you illegally immigrate to Switzerland and they catch you, they have no qualms about sending you back to where you came from. Whether it's a third world country or first world country, they don't care.
They don't care about people.
No.
They want their laws stood by first and people's lives second. The laws matter first. People matter second.
Well, the laws are right? there to protect the people.
I'm asking a question. Laws matter one, people second.
No, people first.
People first.
Laws okay. second.
Okay.
Because the laws are there. The laws are there to protect the people of that nation.
To protect them. So if someone has left a, let's just say a horrid situation from Ecuador, and they've rummaged their way to the U.S. border through two other countries, hostile countries, and they've shown up to the U.S. border, and they have no money, they have no means. They just know if they get to that light of the U.S., that they see in their country as better, an improvement over okay. what they had. And if they get to the border, maybe they have a chance of getting in. So I'm going to guess this one, but I'm going to tell you a story after this. If a person, like I said, in Ecuador, get to the U.S. border and someone says, this is hypothetical. This is the right way, the correct way to enter into this country, that you can't speak the language, that you know zero people there, and you probably, even at the very highest level, you're going to have a hard time existing in this country. But it's an improvement over what I had. Now, you can come through this door to where you're going to have to certify who you are. You're going to have to tell us who you are, where you're from, what you're about, why you're here, when you're going back, you know, all these things. And if you have any cash on you whatsoever, it's going to cost you every bit of it. Or there's a guy whispering to you over here, hey, I've got a way for you to get in over here. You can keep most of your money. I'm going to need a little bit of it. You can keep the majority of it. And this group is going to get their way in there. And now you can get in there. We already have a job lined up. You can get a job, start to make money. And then, if you can, you can try to get your legal status. Now, I know which one is legal. I get that.
I know which one is illegal. People are creatures of finding the simplest way to do things. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is going to look very appealing to do the thing that is wrong because it's easier, because it's not following the laws. But it's also wrong.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell all you guys a story. I knew a guy, and from early on, from zero to, let's say, 8 years old, he was told by his father to leave. There's nothing here for you. This is not a good place. It's corrupt. It's crooked. It's bad. You'll never have anything here. Leave. Get out of here. Go. From zero to 8 years old. And so that's okay. My father, the things he told me from zero to 8 years old, wasn't leave Tennessee. It wasn't that at all. It was other things that I remember him saying. and I hold them true to my heart, like most people do. So if your father is telling you, you need to do this, you need to make these decisions, at, you know, 7, 8 years old, you're probably going to do it. So anyway, there was a opportunity for him to go with family members to a western state in the U.S., and he did it. And he got raised in the system. And to say the very least, it was hard. No mother, no father. But his father thought this would be an improvement on his life. So he did it. And he came here. He went to school here. Now, I don't quite understand how that works. It just, it works. And so anyway, he went through the system, the school system. He worked after school. And then when school was over, he found full-time employment. And so he came to America with the idea it was an improvement over his home country, told to him by his family. And as he lived and worked here in our country, he became a Christian. He kept employment since school and worked really hard. I will say, hard worker. And but you know, and I know this firsthand, in his mind the whole time is, I got here the wrong way. But here's the thing about him. He wanted to do it right. Okay? He wanted to do it the right way. But he knew if he went to somebody and said, I want to do this the right way, what would happen to what he had already had for the first 20-plus years of his life here in America? It would all go away because they're going to send him home to where he came from. So he never said outwardly, I want to do this the right way. But he got an opportunity when they come to deport him. And that happened to a group, and they did, except him, because he had acquired a little bit of money. And they told him, we're going to make you legal, right? So they used up all the money and then deported him. Great system we have going on here. So if having immigrants here from all over, they come from all over. I know we hear from the southern border, but they come from all over.
The reason that the southern border is... No. The reason I'm that the finished. Southern border is a very finished. Big topic.
So I think that because we have men and women coming here to this country to improve their lifestyles, to ask them... Now, I don't see a problem, personally, with getting someone's information. Okay? I do have a problem with draining them dry and then saying, ah, you can't come here. I do have a problem. That's corruption. You're getting someone trying to do something right, yet you're going to corrupt them and say, ah, get out of here. That is wrong. I do think there's a solution. I do not think we're ever going to see it the way I think it ought to be. But, you know, not everybody thinks about things the way I think about things. But I had a guy tell me one time that what, and it's a legit question. I don't know that I agree with it, but it's a legit question. All right. And that is this. Let's just use it this way. Why do we have our city, our state, our country in a cage? Why is that?
What do you mean by in a cage?
Are we keeping others out or are we keeping us in? Because for people to, let's just say that the Canadians all of a sudden want to live in Ohio. All right, and our idea of letting the Canadians in is you have to pay $2,500 to have an application, you know, so on and so forth. And they're like, we're broke. Our government's broke. We don't have any money. We don't have any jobs. What are we going to do? Do we let them in because we love people? Or are we going to say, no, we have laws. You can't come into this country unless you have this, that, and the other. What do we do?
You went with two different questions there. The first question of is, it's a mixture of going to why do we keep the country in a cage? Are we trying to keep people out or keep people in? The answer of it is both. We're trying to keep our citizens here and make them happy because our government is, yes, corrupt. And the more people that we have here, it's the more money that goes in the government's pocket. At the exact same time, if we just allow a free-for-all of anybody and everybody who comes in here to come in here, it's more money coming out of the government's pockets because there's going to be more people. And I'm not just saying that everybody that's going to come in here is going to have to be on social services. No, I'm saying the fact that there's more people is going to be there are more people using the social network, which is less, it might be people saying, oh, it's more money going into their pockets, but it's a lot more coming out of the pockets that they don't get to keep and use.
It's not, though.
It is, though.
Have you looked at the numbers? Look at the numbers sometime, if you want to, of how much money goes into our Social Security system from illegal immigrants versus the money that they use from those services.
From Social Security?
Yes.
They don't get Social Security.
Exactly. But the government gets the money. Look at the numbers that go in yearly to our federal government, to Social Security, from illegal immigrants that have jobs and they pay Social Security, but they can't receive it because the Social Security number they gave is not theirs.
Is fraudulent.
Exactly.
They did something
but the
wrong
employer,
and illegal.
The government is still taking that money. That's why nothing will ever be accomplished on immigration, because of that money. That's the reason. It's about the money.
Until something like what's happening in New York comes to pass, where we have how many citizens that are needing help and they're struggling to make ends meet, yet the illegal immigrant that got shipped up there to show to the state of New York that it's not just the people of Texas who should suffer from illegal immigration. So as part of Governor Greg Abbott's strategy of showing other people, certain other states about the hardships of illegal immigration, he shipped up to New York City a bunch of illegal immigrants. New York City was being overrun with them to the point of there are people that are paying.
New York City's being overrun with what?
Illegal rats? Immigrants.
Rats?
No, people that are illegal, they don't.
They're already crowded. There's New York City is like a cluster of.
Okay, and people are.
The world.
Regular
city.
Citizens are having a hard time of paying their.
Who are these regular citizens?
Regular citizens, people that work a 9-to-5 every day, that are subway workers, that are construction workers up there. They're having a hard time paying their own bills.
All right.
And yet these illegal immigrants that got shipped up there are now given very fairly nice hotel rooms to stay in for free.
Right.
And not as a, this is a semi.
Means to an end, a place to live until you find your own.
Yeah, it's not that. It's there. This is a place for them
but
to live.
Did you not say they got shipped there to make a point?
They got shipped there so that Texas is not the only one that has to share
right.
the burden.
But don't you think New York is trying to reverse the point and say, okay, if you ship them here, look what we're going to do. We'll put them up at the Marriott.
They
the
put them up. They
you know what I'm saying?
But it's also taking.
Maybe they're trying to reverse the point.
They're also giving them debit cards.
Right. Again,
and
reversing the
they're
point.
Giving free food and debit cards to these illegal immigrants.
Right. We should give people food. There's nothing wrong with
that. I have no problem with giving people shelter or food.
Yeah.
The problem of the matter of fact is they're giving these illegal immigrants bukus of money.
I wouldn't say it was bukus. I don't know your numbers. I don't know that. But I'm going to guess it's not.
It's not a small amount of
money.
Yeah. It's not a small amount of money
right.
that these people are getting.
Okay,
and
it's not all. I mean, again, this was to make a point. Apparently, I'm guessing they're not all getting that.
And so, they,
and
so instead
ones,
of so it shows
that they have their names and everything as well.
No,
because they're not. You don't know the ones that's running over here and going out and getting their own job. You know. If you've got them on a bus
the people
at
that
the
aren't
border,
caught.
If you've got them on the bus at the border, you know everything you need to know about them. They're not getting on the bus unless you do. You're not just going to ride around people you don't
but,
have a car.
But it also shows that the government has the ways and the means to take care of people, yet they cannot do the same for the citizen who is there legally, whether it's born or immigrated legally. People that are struggling, they might have a full-time job working 40 to 60 to 80 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and they're still struggling
mm-hmm.
because of the place that they're at.
Right.
And they can't get assistance because they, quote-unquote, make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
But this person who...
Have you ever known anybody that wasn't able to get government assistance that they needed? You ever known anybody like that?
Yeah.
Okay. What was their reasoning? Was it because the illegals were getting their money? No. The government's just not going to give it to that person. It had nothing to do with the illegals.
But it does because it shows that the government is more willing to help out somebody that broke their laws
mm-hmm.
than somebody who follows their laws
mm-hmm.
and is being a...
Do you know anybody who has received government assistance and you think they shouldn't have? I mean, like ultimate assistance, whereas the other one that you knew, because I know each side of the story here, I've got the people in my mind. I'm not saying, you know, anything.
Yes, but I know people who should not deserve
yeah.
assistance get it, and mm-hmm. then there's people that need it that don't
that
get it.
Don't get it.
I see it. But
is that kind of the way it works, though, regardless if you interject illegal or not? Some do, some don't. That's kind of the way of the world, right?
And?
I'm just saying. If you had not interject the greyhound of illegals to New York, the subway guy that worked 80 hours a week and couldn't make ends meet, probably still was not going to get the government assistance.
And it's not right. But just because our government is corrupt and does things we don't like, doesn't mean that the laws that we have on the books and have had on the books for a while.
Oh, a lot of them, yeah.
Should not be enforced.
Mm-hmm. But like I said in that other one, couldn't enforce or wouldn't enforce.
It's wouldn't enforce.
I wonder which one of those it really is.
There, in doing research and seeing so much of what is happening on our southern border right now, the majority of what's going on is the laws that we have on the books are not being enforced from the top down. From the presidency down to the border patrol agent that works the border.
And why do you think that is? I know, cheap labor.
That's some of it. Some of it
Social
is.
Social Security money.
Some of it is also for the pulling on the heartstrings of people.
Okay. That doesn't work real well, but yeah, it works on some.
It works on a...
Not a lot of hearts going around today.
Oh, goodness.
Hey-o! Chris used a big word.
Goodness.
Goodness, yeah. It didn't sound like he was going to use that colloquial word again, so we'll go with goodness.
Colloquial.
So I think, my own opinion again, and I'm do it, I'm going to use it, I'm going to talk about it, that the using of illegal immigrants, or immigrants, or whatever you want to call them. I don't like the word alien. I told Chris this earlier. I'll share it with everybody. The word alien makes me think of E.T. There you go. But I think they're being used. Are they trying to get out of a situation that... Are they trying to get out of a rough situation in their homeland? Yeah. Are they trying to get to, not the land of milk and honey, but at least a light in the world? I think, personally, I think we ought to take this light lantern, and it may be bright, it may be almost out, and hold it, and let's get it brighter. I think we ought to be that place in the world that people look at and say, I want to be there. Look, folks can be productive members of society.
So we should just let everybody in.
Everybody that wants to come here. Now, there has to be a processing in order.
Not according to what you wanted.
You didn't hear everything I wanted. Yes, they should come here. Yes, we should be the light to the world. Yes.
And therein, we should not have any rules against people coming here.
No. As a rule, is not, I want your money, and then I'll make a decision on whether I'm going to make you a citizen or not. No, I don't. No, not that at all. I don't like that.
No, but the example that you just gave, being a light or a lantern,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you put something into a fire, which mm-hmm. is a lantern, what most people, when you think of a lantern, is the thing, a candle.
Right, I know what a lantern is.
There's a fire.
Okay, but you said I was going to take the lantern and put it in a fire.
No, the light is the fire from the lantern.
The fire from the lantern.
You keep adding in
the little light, okay.
And you want to grow it.
Right. So you wick it up.
Or you add to it.
Make it bigger, right?
Yes, you add to
brighter light. Okay, I'm with you.
But after so long of having that bright light.
The fuel runs out. I know, you got to refill it. I know, keep them coming. People die, people are born, yeah, all that.
Or you have too much of an ingredient into the chemical reaction mm-hmm. of the fire, mm-hmm. and it dies out.
Right.
And there's no relighting it.
Right. Not true. Not unless it got wet. People crying on it.
But, I mean, that's the thing, though. If you
take somebody's name down, get their reasoning for coming to America, right? Hey, how can we help you out? Let's get all this done. Let's get all your paperwork together. And, hey, welcome to America. How can we help you?
So we should have no limit on people that come in.
No limit?
Yes.
So, yeah, there was a limit on visas. One of those examples I gave.
I'm not asking about that. I'm going for you.
That's saying there's a limit. We've got 200,000 that we're going to give away. So the first 200,000, you get a visa. Now, 200,001, no, you don't get to come in.
I don't agree with that. Okay, but what about the person that says they want to come in here, the 200,001.
That's what I'm saying. They don't get to come.
Okay.
The way that goes, not the way I go. The way the laws are.
The way you go, you would just let them in.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So we'd let in 20 million.
Whatever. There's not going to be 20 million, but yeah. We've had a steady influx of immigrants in this country since it was created, and that's not going to stop. People that come here from other countries, there's going to be good ones. There's going to be not so good ones, all right? That happens in any case, anywhere, anytime. Just because you're legal to this country, that don't mean you're great. You know what I'm saying? There's good ones and there's bad ones.
And what I'm getting to the point of is we have laws to protect the citizens that are here and the other legal immigrants that are here.
Those laws are for everybody. The laws that we have in this country are for everybody. 70 miles an hour on the interstate, that's a law. If you're here illegally, you still got to drive 70 or under, right? Those laws are for people. If you live here, those laws are for you.
And part of the law is we know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come over here illegally, we don't know who you are.
And the way our system is now, it lends itself to get here illegally. We support, our country supports illegal immigration because they make it very difficult. Now, if it was simpler, less money, maybe free, you get to come here. And when you pay Social Security tax, guess what you get to do at the end of your working career? You get to keep your money. The government don't get to have it.
But that's the thing. I pay into Social Security, and when by the time I get to it, I'm not going to get to pull anything out of it.
Yeah, you will. Why won't you?
Not at the rate we're going.
That's not true. All that crap, they've been saying that since the 50s, Chris.
It is true.
No, it's not. You look at the of the money that goes into Social Security just by the illegal immigrants given to it every year. Just them, not the people, me and you, who's paying our part.
What I'm saying is, if you also look at since the 50s, each generation has grown from the one before it. The millennial generation is the first generation that Gen Z and after is actually not going to be as big, or it will be much smaller than the generation that came before.
All right.
Which means there's less money from those people.
They're going to give less money because there will be less people. Right. But they're still stealing from the illegals, so there's that money. And that's a lot of money.
The people aren't following the laws. We have the laws on the book. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, the laws are on the books. If I have to follow the laws, the people coming into this country should have to follow the laws.
So you don't break any laws?
I didn't say that.
Okay. You still get to live in the country, and you broke a law.
Yes, but if I get caught breaking a law,
that's it.
I get the punishment.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If you get caught, you get deported.
No.
Don't get, not that, you. The
no, illegal. No, that's what I'm talking about. Is not all the illegal immigrants that get caught
you can't
get deported.
That's impossible. But you've got to live with that every
day. I'm not saying all illegal immigrants get caught. What I'm saying is the illegal immigrants that do get caught, they are given a court date saying, okay, show up at this date. They're not sent back
unless
yet.
They're shackled, put on a bus, and sent to jail.
Except for that's very few of them.
Not true.
No, it's fairly
that's
true.
That's the ones that... I'm not even going to get into that story. If you want to be an American citizen, it's going to cost you between $650 and $800 for an application. That's just an application fee.
Okay.
So $800 to me doesn't sound extremely high. But if I'm coming from a third world country where I go to the bathroom in an outhouse at the very best, I don't have $800. But I know a place where I can go get $800 if I work really hard, I be quiet, I go about my business, and nobody knows where I live, I can go make $800. You're kind of in a quandary at that point. What do you do? Do you go get that money to where you can get more money, to where you can be a citizen? Or do you stay where you're at and status quo and probably have the local police steal your vehicle if you have one? Let's see. What do I want to do? What's going to be safer for my children?
What is the right thing to do?
Sometimes right and right are two different things.
No.
Yeah. So, I said sometimes, not all the time.
Am I perfect? No. But
come on now, Chris.
But does that
tell the truth?
But does that mean that whenever I do something wrong, just because it makes somebody feel good, it shouldn't be punished?
I've seen situations.
Does it mean that they should not be punished?
Not one to say.
Actually, we are one to say.
Okay. No.
Why?
You just said give an answer. You didn't say a why.
I'm asking for the why.
After I answered.
And I'm asking for the why. Something makes somebody feel good.
Not feel good. It improves their life. I mean, it might keep them alive longer, actually. And as a Christian, I invite people to come here from a third world country.
And as a Christian, we are told to follow the laws.
Mm-hmm. Rear unto Caesar.
Correct.
But I think loving people trumps rearing to Caesar. I just do. Whether I'm right or wrong, I'll learn from God. He'll let me know. But I believe loving folks and trying to improve their lifestyle and showing them Jesus while they're here, I'm all about it. Be that light.
So we should try to pull others in. We shouldn't just try to take care of the area that we're at.
We should do that first and foremost.
So they shouldn't try to stay where they're at and try to improve where they're at.
They could, but sometimes that's about impossible. Sometimes.
So there's no point in trying.
No, didn't say that.
But that's kind of what you just said.
You dig a hole and it starts to fill with water. And you think, man, I really need to dig this hole 3 feet deep, but I can't because it's full of water. Do you quit digging?
No, you try to stop the water.
But the water just keeps coming. It's coming up from underneath. What do? Do you go dig a hole somewhere else, or do you keep digging in that hole?
You try to figure out a way to stop the water.
But it can't stop. It's coming from underneath. There's a well under it.
Doesn't mean you can't stop it.
It's 2,500 feet under your feet full of water.
It's harder.
What do you do?
It's harder, but it is not impossible to stop it.
This one is impossible. It's an ever-flowing water flow from underneath. It comes from China. It's hypothetical. But
I get your hypothetical, but I'm at the same time, I'm trying to show you that even in your hypothetical, there are ways around it.
Sure. You can double talk it all day long. Doesn't matter. You don't make it right. I think loving folks trumps any of that other crap. Just my opinion. Loving folks into your country, saying, hey, y'all, this could work for the U.S. Positively if we quit the political crap. Because every year versus Democrat versus Republican, I did better than you. No, I did better. That's not helping any. It's not helping me. It's not helping you. It's not helping our world, our country.
No, them yelling back and forth at each other is not
helping. No, does absolutely nothing.
But enacting the laws does.
Yeah.
And part of our laws right now is not allowing people to hop over our borders.
So we instantly stop taking Social Security money from illegal immigrants. That's what you're saying. So that shuts down our Social Security system.
Good.
That's not good.
We shouldn't have a Social Security system.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going into a whole other thing.
Wow. We shouldn't help our elderly. That's one thing we ought to be doing is helping our elder people that have worked their life and paid their money in. Why would they not get it back?
Because
that's their money.
Because they gave it to a third party who had no point in
that went and invested it.
That should have had
and
no,
tried to get more money out of it and did. And all I want is my money back.
Going to a third party who you should never have trusted with your money in the first place.
They take it out at your employer. You don't have a say on it.
Okay.
You can't opt out of it unless you're a preacher.
Then we need to get rid of it.
It's not going to happen. It's how elderly are living today. You can't stop that. Just say, we'll just quit.
Okay, then how did the elderly get taken care of before Social Security?
I don't know. I didn't live then. I live now. This is the time I'm worried about. I'm thinking,
and then we would have to go back to the way it was before, where the people's communities took care of one another.
Yeah, that don't happen today. Communities are not helping one another.
Correct,
because they can't help themselves. You got to help self first
because
before you help somebody
because
else.
We're allowing for a third party, the national U.S. government. Mm-hmm. To take our money, to take our freedom, to take away...
Taking our freedom? How are they taking our freedom?
Well, for one thing, they're taking our money, so they're taking our ability to take care of our families.
They're taking all their money.
They're taking a
percentage of it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Which is anything above 0% is more than the government should be taking.
How does the government run with it? They don't have money. I don't get that. I don't have a problem with giving them my money. I just want it back when I retire.
Because technically, you're not getting your money back.
Technically, it is your money.
No, you're getting money back from the person that's down the road
It's your money. You paid it in. It's your money. No matter how you disguise it, it's still yours.
We're getting off the topic of the immigration part, but good. Okay.
So, I mean, if you take that money out of the Social Security system, it falls down.
And I'm saying, okay, if it is of a point where we take care of
You can't take care of your elderly without that money. It can't happen. It won't happen.
It can happen.
It won't happen.
Just because something won't happen doesn't mean it can't.
No, if it won't, then it can't. It kind of goes hand in hand, won't and can't.
No.
Yeah?
No, can't is you don't have the ability to. Won't is you're just not doing
it. It's not
going to
happen.
No, won't is it's just not
it
happening.
It will not happen. Will not, won't. Same word, same hyphenated word. Will not and won't happen.
Okay. That's not saying it cannot.
It's exactly saying it cannot. No. It will not, it cannot, it won't. Ever how you want to put it, it ain't going
to
happen.
When you say you cannot do something, you don't have the physical ability to do it.
Cannot.
Now, when you will not, you don't have the want to do something.
Mm-hmm. You may not have the ability either. I'm just saying, if you take that money out, it's crashing.
If you don't have the ability, that's can't. Okay. If you don't have the want to do something, that's completely different.
That's 3 minutes we're not going to get back. So, your point.
My point is, just because something won't happen doesn't mean that we shouldn't try. Because there is a possibility of the want and
but
the will.
But if it won't happen, why are you trying to do it? I don't even know what we're talking about now. You've lost me.
The Social Security thing. Okay. You say that people cannot...
Will not survive without the illegal money, right?
You're saying that the community will not take care of the elderly.
Is that what we're talking about now? I was talking about Social Security.
Yes, you're saying that Social Security is what people are living on and can't take care of themselves. And I said... What?
Cracking up.
And what I'm saying is the time before Social Security, the community rallied around to take care of them.
Yeah, I can tell you how that's going to go.
And you said that the community will not take care of them.
Yeah, right.
And what I'm saying
is... They can't take care of themselves. How are you going to take care of somebody else?
People have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that people won't do it doesn't mean that they won't get the will to do it.
Okay.
Because they have the ability to. Mm-hmm. When people can't do something, they don't have the ability to help
others.
They
won't. After a little while, they won't have the ability either because they're all going to be broke.
No, because the government won't allow that to happen. You want
to
know why?
For everybody to be broke?
The government's not going to allow an entire community to just die off because they can't.
Why is that?
Because that's less money in their pocket.
Right. That's why the illegal immigration will never stop. They don't want it to stop. Not going to stop. I think we can improve it. We could bring more.
You're talking about bringing more in. Mm-hmm. I'm saying allow less.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm over here. I got.
And I'm saying that there's people that should not be here because of our laws. We have the laws. We are told to follow the laws. Mm-hmm. You and I, as Christians.
But it's just kind of, you know, our law or patrol, police, whatever. The people that supposedly control that kind of thing. I think just, you know, you've got... 700 people and 3 patrol officers, you're not going to see 700 people. So I think that's intentional.
But whenever you do see something, they take care of it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I really don't want to get into a story, but I'll make it hypothetical. If a group of illegals get on a Greyhound bus to return home. You've made a showing of, hey, we're enforcing our laws. But then you've got plane loads coming in and giving them housing. So are you really enforcing your laws, or is it just a show? Are you not really wanting to enforce your laws as a country?
Talking about the federal government? No, the federal government does not want to.
Yes.
Whereas we, the people, have given them too much power to then say that we allow them to enforce it, when we as the people should be taking that power back and say, hey, you should be doing what we want, and what we want is to have
we want more.
No.
That's what I want. You said we.
We as a people.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a people. You a people?
You
are. Are you a people or are you an animal?
You're a person, and I am a person. Yep. People is more
than... I know what it is. I'm just saying, I've got to say, and there's plenty of people that think like I do.
There are plenty, but there are more people that
not
think...
Not true.
Yes.
Not true.
Yes.
Nope. There's more loving than there is hate.
I don't hate... I didn't say you did. That's literally what
there's
you just
got to
say.
There's more loving folks than there are hateful folks.
And I love
people. Love will... win.
That's not anything to do with our discussion.
We're talking about immigrants.
I can love an immigrant and still
go.
And still believe that,
and
they
still turn them around and send them back home.
Yes,
that sounds like love. That okay. was in jest.
I understand. So at the same point, we should never discipline children, because
no, that's a totally different thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's from your wife's womb. That's a total different situation.
Part of
sending, you have a connection to that child that you do not, will not, cannot have to an immigrant. Total different situation.
But it's a point of showing love. Yeah. Just because something...
Your love for that child is totally different than your love for that immigrant.
Yes, it is different.
There you go. So your style of discipline is different.
Okay, and just because my style is different, discipline is different, doesn't mean I'm less loving in any way.
I think it does. It's not the same love.
It's not the same love.
Way different.
It is different.
Black and white.
Different. We've gone through the different kinds of love, yes. But it doesn't mean that the type of love that you're talking about is any less than what you would do. I would just follow what we have on the books and the way
I would put new words on the books and say, y'all come, we want you,
but those aren't,
we want to make you legal,
you want to do something, mm-hmm. which is put new laws on the
sure.
book. Okay, and you can fight for that, and if that's that right. wins, that is mm-hmm. but as of right now, we have laws mm-hmm. that should be followed.
Yep. And why do you think they're not being followed since the 1700s?
Except that when before we got to the point of having a very prosperous people, having more people come in and adding to the economy was a good thing. Mm-hmm. Having people
so there's a cutoff of when you need to be good as a country, and now you want to be what?
Like,
nope, we got enough. We can survive without you.
No,
there was a point you wanted to put water in the glass.
Yes.
Until, that's enough. We're not going to get a bigger glass. Screw that. That is enough water in that glass. You have made me just as thirsty, and now I'm
yes,
quenched.
When you get to the brim, there's no point in pouring more water.
You get a bigger cup.
You don't have the ability to get a bigger cup. So we have ability to I'm using your exact
sure.
example. So we have the ability to have more, add more land mass.
No, we do not.
We can't do that.
No, we can't do that. No, of course not.
But that's doing what you just said.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe it was an awful analogy with water.
Yes, it is an awful analogy.
You know, I make mistakes too.
We have infrastructure that is set for a certain limit of people.
Can I do the ding, ding, ding? Big word?
No.
Big word for the big guy?
To the point of when we add, it's just like that glass of water. You keep adding on to it.
Don't use the glass of water. That's a terrible idea.
You keep adding on to something, okay? Adding more people to a bridge when that bridge is at its weight capacity.
We don't live on a bridge, though.
When you add weight to a bridge.
We don't live on a bridge.
Okay. An apartment building. Mm-hmm.
Build another one. They're doing it everywhere we live. More apartments.
But you
and build more churches, Chris.
Okay. What are you going to do when you're trying to build that next apartment, mm-hmm. but people still keep adding into your apartment that you have?
Build another one.
But you're still building the second one, and okay. you can start building another one, mm-hmm. but people are still being added to the first one.
You should do the best you can.
That apartment building can
only... What do you do when it snows 12 inches and you try to get to work? Do the best you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the difference is... You in a snowstorm, you only go so far when
yeah,
you're
I
like,
home.
I can't do this. Okay, so you stay, home.
Stay home.
But if you keep adding people to that apartment building, mm-hmm. that apartment building is going to reach critical mass and weight.
Right.
And if those other apartment buildings aren't built yet.
If you only have 100 apartment units, you can only add 100 families. I mean, I don't get why you keep adding to it. But when you build a new one, you can put them over there.
But that's the thing, though. We don't have the capacity to have an unlimited amount of people come into this country and take care of them.
It won't be unlimited. It will be limited just for the sake of there's only so many people that's going to come here. And guess what? Here is part two of my plan. When you get people here that would otherwise showed up here illegally and hiding, now you have opened the door and say, come here, work here, spend your money here, raise your families here, and let's learn about the country you came from. What's the problem from where you came from? All right. Now educated, you can go back home and change that.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen.
Another thing is the whole point of assimilation.
Ding, 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 ding.
People don't
big
want
word
to,
from big guy.
People do not want to assimilate. People do not want to take on the culture or the standards that we have for here. When people went back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when there was people immigrating from
Puerto Rico.
Well, I was
large amounts of folks came here from Puerto Rico.
I'm talking more of the Italians, the...
Got something against Puerto Ricans?
No. Okay, we can go with Puerto Ricans too. When they came over here, a lot of families, parents would not speak their native tongue to their kids because they came over to America. They want their kids to have a better life.
Some think that way, some don't. But
back then, a majority of people did.
If they could, if they had somebody that could learn a second language, it's not that simple.
No.
I mean, if you're a grown man in your 40s or 50s and you're trying to learn a language, it's probably going to be very difficult. You got to teach the kids the second language. That's where it comes from. And when the kids go to school and they're going to learn a second language, you know, it's going to be English, and then eventually you're going to work out, you know. Yeah.
But that's part of assimilating, is learning the language of where you're at, mm-hmm. and not forcing others.
And if you can get people here legally, you
forcing,
can do that sort of thing.
And not forcing people. Mm-hmm.
That's the illegal side of it that you're seeing, though. That's sneaking around. That's the sneaking around that we have right now. I'm saying if you fix that, you can take care of the language barrier. You can take care of the shame that they're carrying around now. That would go away for the most part. It's not 100%. And then you can educate, and a generation later say, hey, go back to Ecuador. Go back to El Salvador. Go back to Guatemala. Go back to Mexico and change your government with your education.
Or you're going to have people saying, hey, these people over here are just going to allow me to do whatever I want.
You're going to have some of that, yes.
I think you're going
to
have more than just some of
you
that.
You could speculate, true.
And
but you're going to
I mean,
have,
that's all you're doing right
sure,
there is
that's
speculating.
All I'm doing, but I'm saying, why not change it for the good instead of saying, make the wall 20 feet higher and make the gates tighter and shoot them if they come across? What does that fix?
No one is saying shoot them if they come across.
That's extended. I get it. But to use a couple of extremes, why not educate versus send back? That's me. That's where I'm at.
Because our government is supposed to. If our government was run the way it was supposed to, the government would be in charge of taking care of its citizens. the people that get that.
Right. And the way I'm doing it, I'm making them citizens where they feel like this is their home.
But that's not what you're doing is wanting to do some things. What I'm saying is follow the laws the way we have them now.
Right. Don't change. Stick in the mud.
No.
Stay cement. Right.
No, I'm saying we have laws on the books. Mm-hmm. Use those laws on the books.
Okay. Let's make new ones.
If just you, like we're okay, going to teach if, the immigrants. If you want those laws to change, mm-hmm. you fight for them to change that right. way. But until they are changed, mm-hmm. we have laws that need to be
right.
followed.
We're going
to
continue status quo, and we're going to continue to get
no, I'm not saying
millions
it's status
of
quo.
Illegals here
what I'm
every
saying,
year,
no,
stealing their money.
The problem and the reason we have the status quo of what we have is because our government is not enforcing the laws. I'm mm-hmm. saying enforce
that,
the laws.
And you know the reason behind that.
And
money.
I'm saying enforce the laws.
It's not going to happen.
That well, money, that money but at the same time, neither strong. Is what you want is
I,
going to happen.
I wish it would. I wish
and
it would.
I wish that our laws would be followed.
Yeah.
But there's a difference. And
there is a big difference.
There's a big difference in way
loving
you're
people and loving
no,
money.
No, no, no.
Money,
there's a different. People. No, there's a difference in the way that you, what you're wanting. There's a difference in what you're wanting and what I'm wanting.
Mm-hmm. Big difference.
What I'm wanting is the law now.
Mm-hmm. More money.
No,
that's the law now. That's the way it works now.
That's not the law.
Steal their money. No, that's no. under the table. Yeah, you're right. It's not the law, but it's still our government.
And that's not what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting.
You're fighting for our government. Versus.
No, what I'm fighting for is for the laws to be enforced.
Okay.
What you're fighting for is a wishing that a law would change.
I want us to be a light in this world, Chris. I want people to come to us to say, you guys are leaders of this world. What do we do? Right? That's what
that's,
we should
that's
be.
The way we are looked at for the laws that
no,
we have.
I don't think we're looked at like that.
We are, though. Why do so many people want to come here? Why do so many people face death to make mm-hmm. it to this country?
I think they see us as those that you're
they
talking about.
They see us as a light to see, be seen as a mm-hmm. bigger thing.
And then they get here, and, yeah, they steal their money. But, hey, that's okay. It's just a little percentage. It's not hurting.
They're having their money taken just like the citizens are.
But they don't get theirs back.
I don't get money back. They
take, yeah, when
they
you
take
retire, you will.
That's, no, I won't.
That's your, yes, you
I
will.
I know for a fact that Social Security will not be around by the
it
time
I'm... It most certainly will.
It will not.
If I'm alive in 32 years...
That's a high unlikelihood.
84. I could make it.
You could, but the average life expectancy of an American man
show
is
you,
like
Chris.
79.
See you, Chris. You've got your Social Security... Say you're sorry.
Okay, but at the
so
same, at the
my
same
conclusion.
Time, oh, so your conclusion is I hate people and you love people.
No,
that I mean that's
golly.
What you that's what you've
I
been saying.
I can't say what you do personally. That's entirely up to you.
Except for that's what you've been insinuating.
No, I said. If
you said that there is one view of loving somebody, and then there's another way of hating others. And what you insinuate with that is your view is loving and the view that I've been saying is hateful.
You can take that any way you want to, okay?
But also at the same time, you have also been construing what I've been saying I want to happen as status quo, and it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, keep it the same. That's what you said.
No, that's not what I said. What I said is enforce the laws.
Keep it the same.
The problem that is right now, the status quo, the same thing that you would be talking about, is not enforcing the laws that are on the book and allowing people, like an illegal immigrant that is here, to have their money stolen from them. Mm-hmm. To have people say, hey, give me a little money under the books mm-hmm. here and here and here, and then, oh, I'm not going to give you your papers. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is there are laws on the books. Mm-hmm. There is, you have to do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And when those
you have
are
to pay $800,
and when
you
those
have to take your fingerprints and take a photo, then you have to take a civics test and a English test. If you fail either one of them twice, you go back to go. Don't pass. Go. Don't collect $200. You go back home. And then 3 months later, you may try it again. That's our laws.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You have,
except for the fact,
except
you can take as many of those $800 as you want to, give them a difficult test, and guess what you've got? Out of 1 million immigrants that you failed, what do you have?
You have the
$800 million.
You have the immigrants that can pass the tests, which shows that they want to be a part of this country and are willing to learn about this country and assimilate to this country instead of just allowing people to come in willy-nilly.
So not, you only want the smart ones.
No.
That's the ones I want.
No, what I want are the people that want to come in this country and make this country better.
What if they have a learning disorder? Just saying. Let's say 60,000 of them have dyslexia. That's never been looked at, God sakes. They're using the bathroom in the yard. So they have dyslexia. They get here. They got to take a test, and they can't pass it. They failed it twice, and they're going to fail it again in 3 months. They don't get to come here. Why? It wasn't their fault.
How is it not their fault? They have
dyslexia. Why would we not want that person? I don't know. Maybe I just love people too much. I won't.
It's to the point of loving people too much.
Rough situation in their country, and they feel so led to leave it. That's a big deal to start with. When you get the mindset that I need to leave this country because it's so corrupt or it's very dangerous or whatever, fill in the blank. But you have the wherewithal to leave. You've got to leave this country. When you have that kind of mindset and the country that you want to belong to, that you want to go to, that you want to earn a living in, is there and readily available, and you've probably heard in your home country, you know, we've got, like I told you in the beginning, we've got ways to do it, and it's going to cost this, you're going to take tests. I don't know English. How am I going to take this test in another language? But we've got this other way where you can stay your language. You don't have to take any test. You don't have to pay any money, much, a little bit.
So just because something is easier means that you are more loving in the fact that you're not wanting somebody to work hard at getting something. Just because, oh, it's this
that
place that I
live with me loving people.
But that I mean that's
no. I just laid that out there to say if someone was in that situation in their country. If you were in that way here in the U.S., if your local government just hated your guts and you felt threatened, I don't know that that takes place in the U.S., maybe, and you thought, man, I've got to get to Canada. I got to get out of here. And Canada said it's going to cost you $600, and you got to learn French, and you've got to take a civics test. And you got there hurriedly. Wasn't able to study, wasn't able to pass the test twice, and you got sent back home to that local government that was just going to give you a hard time. I don't know that takes place. That's why it's very hypothetical.
That would suck.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they would be following their
but
laws.
What if your life was in danger because of that?
Then you go through the legal port of entry.
What if you can't?
Why can't somebody go to the legal port of entry?
Money.
When
they don't have nothing. You just left with nothing.
Okay, you left with nothing. And time out. You left with nothing. Mm-hmm. Your life is in danger. Mm-hmm. That's why we have the refugee what is the word that you had? I can't remember the word off the
migrant,
top.
Migrant, refugee, no. Immigrant, asylum.
The asylum seekers. Mm-hmm. If their
and that's
life,
what a lot of people use trying to come across the border in the southern border.
That's what a lot of people say. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if it's true or not, you know.
But that's the whole point in the mm-hmm. asylum seeker process mm-hmm. is when you go through that process, they determine whether or not you are actually seeking asylum or you're just doing this to try to come in the country mm-hmm. for economic whatever.
Betterment.
Yeah. You could see it as betterment.
Mm-hmm. It is. Over what they had, for sure. So, in conclusion...
I don't want to conclude yet. We're in the middle of a good conversation that I can't remember.
In conclusion...
In conclusion, people have different thoughts on the matter. Just because somebody thinks a different way doesn't mean that they are more loving than another one.
No, not at all. But I do want to love people versus the other way.
And I want to love people.
I don't deny that. I don't know why you take offense when I say because I want to love people. That doesn't say you don't. But I'm just saying me. This is my microphone. I'm talking about me.
But the way and the sound inflection of your voice.
I just think it's the way you take it, though.
But it's also the inflection of your voice. It's
I don't know how else to talk. It's the only way I know.
I would like to love people. I love people.
Would you like to or do you? Come on, don't make your argument true.
All I'm saying is I do love people. Mm-hmm. I show my love in a different way, and I believe that there are certain things that need to be followed. And I'm of the point that just because something is easier doesn't, one, make it right, and two, make it something that should be done. And I get it that people have hardships. Everyone has hardships, but at the same time,
but some are a lot larger than others. I mean,
and if it's if it's something that can be helped, whether your life is in danger from a cartel, your life is in danger from a political person,
your government,
your government.
Yeah,
there are asylum laws.
Let's just say in our country that I know of. Now, this could happen in our country. I do know it happens in a country south of our border. That if you drive a new truck, the truck that you drive, I was told this, so I'm taking this guy at his word. If you drove your truck through the streets of this said city,
you would probably be having
you would be pulled over by the local policia. And it would be confiscated from you. All right. That's just one instance of corruption. I can imagine how that would be to live in. Should you want to get away from that? Yes, you should want to get away or you be a part of it. There's an option.
Or want people to help that situation. And
but
get
how
the
do you?
Get,
I think an educated people goes back home and changes that. I really do.
See, I see the exact opposite. I see if people coming here and saying, "I want a better life for my mm-hmm. child here," mm-hmm. I don't want my child to go back. And so
that could happen as well.
So you're not seeing a lot of people coming over here, learning things, and then taking it back to try to root out corruption. You're doing is allowing the people to come here and learn here, and that's it. Whether or not they use that education for good or
bad. But
they
do have that option to go back and change their government.
I mean,
that is an option, and I think it's a very good one.
Okay, but having the option and using the option are two different things.
Sure, no doubt. But I'm going to imagine somebody will make that. You know, like when you go to
it's going to take more than one person to do that.
Oh yeah, I'm talking millions here. All right.
Okay.
And the idea is out of millions that you've educated that, hey guys, and I'm using this very superficially. It goes way deeper than what I'm saying. But when you teach kids from a other country, if you teach them from real early on that, and be able to use the words, if your government is corrupt, here's how you change it. If you want your government to be right, just as right as it can be, this is the way you change it. And you rear that kid that way through the years of education.
Then why not educate? Why not only send them back to their country that needs that corruption weeded out and teach them there?
Pretty so sure the corrupted ones
don't want
do
that.
Not see themselves as corrupted.
But at the same time, You bring them here, they are less likely to have that connection with their old country.
Mm-hmm. Less likely, but still possible.
It is. Okay, it's possible, but the likelihood is even lower now of the possibility.
But you know the one thing they do send back to their home country?
Money.
Money.
And you know where that money goes?
Mm-hmm.
The pocket of the corrupted.
Some majority buys washers and dryers and shoes for the family that's left back there, and water and food and things of that sort.
Sometimes.
That happens.
Sometimes the government figures out what's happening and takes everything away from
it. That's why you got to know a secret way to send it back.
We're not going to agree on this today or anytime in the future.
It's an opinion show. We know that people have other opinions than what we have. There's people listening that hate your opinion. There's people listening that love my opinion or hate my opinion. Or love your opinion. It's all the way around.
Or hate my opinion and hate me for my opinion.
No, they don't hate you for your opinion. You're still a good dude.
I don't think they would see it like that.
But I would.
Would you?
That's all that matters.
Well, we'll try to... What's the word for this week that they need to text you?
They don't say that. They say other things. Yeah.
They use words.
They do use words, and they probably make more sense than mine do. That because we have our opinions, when we sit here and talk, and we see things a little different, but relatively the same, believe it or not, that's okay. That doesn't mean Chris hates me or I hate Chris or none of that business.
It doesn't mean that?
It doesn't mean it at all.
It doesn't mean you hate me?
I thought you hated me. Say that's a joke, Chris. Say it's a joke.
I have to say it?
You have to say it.
What if I felt it?
That I think it's very healthy for people to talk about their differences. Yeah, I think it's very healthy. Because after we end this show, we're going to sit around and talk about good stuff that we like and we agree and
try to come up with next week's topic.
Tennessee Titans and stuff like that. Immigration. If you want to text the word immigration to my hotline. 615-330-3644. As we have done in recent weeks, we will use your suggestions. Say that three times straight.
When he hears his hotline bling.
I don't know what that was, but I didn't like it.
That will only mean one thing.
He
has a topic.
Text the word immigration to that number and give me a one word, preferably, for us to talk about in the future, and we'll use it. Because trust me, we'll talk about anything.
Yeah, we will. That's a weird thing to say.
What's time to say, Chris?
Please like and share and apparently ding whatever your phone's doing over there.
That's pretty awesome.
We'll try to do this again another time.
We will try.
We might not succeed, but we will try.